here's a story from The World.
There's another area where the world is looking to the U.S. for leadership, the pandemic. And today, President Biden announced it would make additional vaccines available for other countries by the end of June. As The World's Alana Gordon reports, pressure is still mounting on the U.S. to do more.
Tedros Ghebreyesus, director of the World Health Organization, confided that he had mixed feelings a few days ago when he personally got vaccinated.
It was a bittersweet moment.
He said he felt gratitude for the hospital workers in Geneva that made that possible. But Ghebreyesus also could not shake the parallel, distressing reality of that moment.
My thoughts were very much with the health workers around the world who have been fighting this pandemic for more than a year. The fact that so many are still not protected is a sad reflection on the gross distortion in access to vaccines across the globe.
Infections are spiraling out of control in places like India. And yet, in this race against the virus and its variants, only 0.03% of the world's vaccine supply is going to low-income countries. His calls for richer countries to do more to stop hoarding has become more desperate and urgent.
What the U.S. does and doesn't do, a lot of countries will take the cue here. So all eyes are on the U.S.
Jen Cates is director of global health and HIV policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says the pressure is mounting for the U.S. to step up now. The U.S. has historically been the world's biggest funder of global health. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. would become an arsenal of vaccines for other countries. But last week, Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez asked this at a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing.
My question is, who's coordinating the administration's international response?
Republican Senator Mitt Romney had questions, too.
Is there a written plan at this stage saying what our priorities are country by country?
In the hot seat was Gail Smith, the recently appointed coordinator of the global response at the U.S. State Department.
The first and most important thing we need is international coordination and leadership, and I believe the United States is able and willing to provide that. If you look at the fragmentation that characterized the first year of this pandemic, it quite frankly gave advantage to the virus.
Smith told senators that the U.S. is the largest donor to global vaccine efforts at $4 billion. It's working with Japan, Australia, and India to scale up manufacturing. The U.S. is also readying 60 million doses of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine to send out. That's in addition to billions in aid for other supplies and oxygen. And the country's on board with efforts to waive patents on vaccines. That all sounds great, but the details were too vague for Romney and others.
But at this stage, we're all here listening and frankly wondering, why can't we move as quickly as Russia and China to decide precisely what we want to do, where we want to do it, and communicate that to the world?
Outside Congress, leading global health experts like Dr. Krishna Udayakumar are urging more action too. Udayakumar is a global health professor at Duke University. His team has found that the U.S. in the coming weeks will have hundreds of millions of excess doses of vaccines. Domestic demand is subsiding.
We are becoming complacent in places like the U.S. where it is becoming better. But our own health and our economy continues to be threatened because we are not effectively leading the rest of the world to respond to the pandemic everywhere else.
Today, Udayakumar joined other global health leaders in issuing a letter to the Biden administration, calling for more specific steps. Donated vaccines still need to be cleared for use. Dr. Mark Dybul is a global health professor at Georgetown and member of a global independent panel for pandemic preparedness. He says despite this growing impatience, the U.S. is on track.
I think we should give a lot of credit to this administration for acting very rapidly while they're fighting the pandemic here and doing quite a good job at that compared to where we were.
As the former head of the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, Dybul has experience leading these kinds of efforts. He says the U.S.'s stepped-up response to the global AIDS crisis in the early 2000s saved millions of lives.
It does take time to walk through all the stuff, plan for where you are.
Just this afternoon, President Biden made a big announcement about the U.S. role abroad. He appointed Jeff Zients to coordinate the global response, and he announced more vaccines for the rest of the world, an additional 20 million from the U.S. supply. Biden says the country has hit a turning point. A majority of adults have gotten at least one shot in the U.S. Infections have finally dropped in all 50 states.
Because we have done so much here, because of the power of American companies, research, and manufacturing, we can continue to do more to help the rest of the world.
To Krishna Udaikumar at Duke, these are good steps, but they're still small compared to the global need and the resources the U.S. has. In the coming days and weeks, global players are meeting at the G7 and G20 meetings and the World Health Assembly. How the U.S. shows up could make a big difference and define the future of the pandemic. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.